This might surprise you, but Americans seem to be losing their taste for beer. Even the dizzy growth we've seen in the microbrew industry is slowing down. Craft beer producers are trying to buck this trend. And as Maggie Mullen reports, that involves figuring out how to be competitive with each other and the newer kid on the block, craft spirits.
Mike Mosier's job is to know what people are drinking and what they aren't.
And people are generally drinking a lot better now. They're not drinking cheap for the most part.
Mosier's with the Wyoming State Liquor Association.
Where the real drop is in premium beer categories, Budweiser, Coors, etc. They've been down every year for a while.
Down by almost 10% in sales since 2010. And Mosier says brand loyalty has also changed.
In my father's era or my grandfather's era, they started with a Schlitz in their hand and a bottle of 10 High whiskey, and they died with it in their hand. That's all they drank.
Millennials are different, he says. Younger generations might have favorite brands, but they also want to try out what's new. And when it comes to craft beer, there's a lot to choose from.
If everybody's got an IPA, why is your IPA going to catch the consumer's eye?
At Weldworks Brewing in Greeley, Colorado, they're thinking about this all the time. Steve Froome is one of their taproom servers. He hands me a taster of a murky-looking beer.
This beer we release on our first anniversary, and since then it has launched us in a trajectory upwards.
Whoa. I don't think I've had an IPA that tastes like that.
Isn't that good?
The beer is called Juicy Bits.
It's almost like adult Kool-Aid.
It's a hazy or New England-style IPA, which means its flavor is softer and more citrusy. This style of beer has blown up over the last year or so, and this particular brew has a reputation for being really delicious amongst beer drinkers. And Froome says those beer drinkers are coming from all over to try it.
Within the first 3 months of me working here, I probably saw 45 plus of the different state IDs.
But Weldworks still has their work cut out for them. Like a lot of places, you can't walk a few city blocks in the Rocky Mountains without running into a brewery. So on top of tasting good, catchy names and labels, producers are thinking about how their product is perceived. Eric Krasonic is a professor in the marketing department at the University of Wyoming.
Studies have shown that people are willing to pay more. They're willing to pay a premium, even on everyday products such as beer, if that product is perceived as being good to its employees as well as the environment.
Krasonic says in the beer world, this employee-centered approach was pioneered by the Colorado-based New Belgium Brewery, the maker of beers like Fat Tire and Voodoo Ranger. And it worked for them.
I think you can't separate a company's culture from how it's perceived in the marketplace. You have incredibly educated consumers.
Neighboring breweries like Weldworks paid attention. For example, all Weldworks full-time employees get health insurance, paid time off, and continued education. It also followed New Belgium's lead in distributing its beer outside of the local market. Still, despite all these efforts, craft brewing seems to be slowing down. Meanwhile, crafted distilled spirits are having a moment.
Craft spirits right now are pretty much following the same trajectory that craft beer did.
That's Chad Pollock. He and his family own and operate Backwards Distilling in Casper, Wyoming.
You know, with the craft beer market, I think it took some people by surprise. So I think craft spirits, people are hopping on a little quicker.
Last year, the number of active craft distilleries in the U.S. grew by over 15%.
And I think the most fun part about craft distilling, I think, is coming up in the next 5 years when people start making interesting products.
That means more than just your standard vodka, gin, or whiskey.
And that's probably going to be the future of standing out, is making things that are kind of strange.
Like sour cherry gin, smoky tequila, or cinnamon moonshine. And remember Mike Mosier, the guy whose job it is to know what people are drinking? He sees current trends continuing.
Well, I'll look in my liquor crystal ball.
What he sees is beer sales continuing to dip and spirits continuing to rise. And he says the beverage that comes out on top might not even give you a buzz.
Also, a huge market that's growing is non-alcoholic. I have a number of friends, I'm sure you have a number of friends, that don't drink alcohol, but like to go to bars because bars are fun.
Either way, Mosier says it's a good time to be a customer, just maybe without the beer. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.